Audacity. One opposition politician who won his constituency in the January 18 election is now in court. That development and other issues on the Caribbean News Roundup and Ken Richards. It appears that the battle of the Antigua and Barbuda general election held on January 18 is not over, because one of the constituencies is now before the country's courts. With that development, Observer Radio.
Newly minted parliamentary representative for the St. Mary's South constituency, Kelvin Simon, has until Friday to file his arguments in the case challenging his election and nomination. The case was filed by Hugh Marshall Jr. on the behalf of the ABLP and its candidate, Samantha Marshall. The first hearing was held in the High Court this morning to set the order of the trial. Hugh Marshall Jr. is asking the court to make a declaration that Simon's nomination contravened both the Constitution of Antigua and Barbuda and the Civil Service Act. He claimed in his petition that at the time of his nomination, Simon was not qualified to participate in the election, as he has not tendered his resignation to the Public Service Commission, PSC, nor had sufficient time been given to the PSC to consider such a resignation ahead of the general elections. Simon told Observer in a recent interview he's ready to serve his constituents and is not at all fazed by the court action. He also claims that he acted within the constraints of the law as he quit the post a fortnight before the election.
Grenada, from politician to magistrate. More from GBN.
A source close to GBN informed our news desk that from February 1st, Mrs. Kendra Maturin-Stewart will take up her appointment as magistrate. Mrs. Stewart resigned from the New National Party last Friday. This was confirmed by Oliver Joseph in an exclusive interview Friday evening. He also hinted that based on the nature of a new job, Mrs. Maturin-Stewart cannot hold any political affiliation.
I can confirm that she sent a letter of resignation to me today as chairman. She has a job offer that she intends to take up at the beginning of February, which requires her to demit the position with the party. Not to be a member of the party. She cannot be affiliated to a political party given the nature of the job that she's going to take up shortly.
A statement from the New National Party reads in part that the former MP, who also served as Minister for Legal Affairs and Attorney General, rose to the occasion when she accepted the call to participate in frontline politics following the decision of former MP Elvin Nimrod not to contest the 2018 general elections. Having won that seat in 2018, the youthful and vibrant MP proceeded to bring many benefits to the people of Carriacou and Piti Martinique. Mrs. Maturin-Stewart lost her seat in the 2022 general election.
The management of Guyana's Demerara Harbour Bridge apologizes over profane notice. Here's Guyana's news source.
The Demerara Harbour Bridge management has found itself apologizing over an F-bomb notice that greeted commuters on Thursday night. The notice scrolled at the bridge's entry triggered a full investigation and has left the bridge's management embarrassed over the breach. An official close to the bridge's management said it is suspected that the system might have been hacked with some inside help, but no suspect has been identified. In a statement this morning, the bridge company said it views the breach as an attack on the bridge and the government of Guyana, but no suspect has been identified. The statement said the profane message that was broadcast via the digital messaging board was perpetrated with ill intent by an unknown person or persons to cast a shadow of doubt over the corporation and its hard-working staff.
CVM News in Kingston is reporting that with the concern of a seemingly marked increase in domestic disputes across Jamaica, the Manchester police are encouraging families to seek the intervention of the justice system to better resolve conflicts.
In the CVM Live update, after a week since visiting UK resident 48-year-old Michael Brown was killed in Mike Town, Manchester, the police continue to question a relative who is now in custody. Investigators are at the same time reminding persons to find amicable ways to resolve their conflicts. Here's Nicola Brown with our follow-up.
With the concern of a seemingly marked increase in domestic disputes across Jamaica, the Manchester police are encouraging families to seek the intervention of the justice system to better resolve conflicts. During a recently held peace walk through crime hotspot communities in the parish, head of the police division, Superintendent Shane McCullough, says a family member is now in custody for the shooting death of a resident of United Kingdom. The foreign national was killed last Thursday at his home in Miketown, Manchester. Superintendent Shane McCullough says when faced with family disputes, members should seek peaceful solutions.
We have to find avenues, and they are there. You have restorative justice, you have the police, the CSS component, and you also have the legal avenue through which you can go through a lawyer, to through the courts, to have the matter resolved.
There has been many a Caribbean country, including the smaller part of St. Kitts and Nevis, which is now boasting that the funds are coming in. Dominica also had many setbacks, and if the government in Roseau is on point this time, the Nature Isles project will see fruition by the end of 2023. That report from Carlisle John Baptist.
Dominica will have a geothermal power plant by the end of 2023. This has been a long-time goal of the Dominican Labour Party administration, a goal that they have taken many steps towards as government continues to rebuild a modern and resilient nation. On a visit to the site recently, Renewable and Energy Minister Dr. Vince Henderson stated that despite the uncontrollable delays, the project has met its inception. He's confident that the completion date will be met. At a press conference, Dr. Henderson, responding to questions from the press, disclosed that so far things are moving on smoothly.
We invested over $20 million in the Roseau Valley. We've improved the roads to Loda. That was at an investment of about $2.5 million just to ensure that the equipment doing the drilling would have easy access to that to Loda. In October of this year, we brought the rig into Dominica, and the rig, that is to say the drilling rig, sorry, from Iceland Drilling, for those of you who don't know, it's about over, how many, about 100 feet. It's huge. It's a massive, massive structure.
80s high-profile gang leader has been speaking to Al Jazeera, from the police to the most influential strongman in Haiti. Jimmy Barbecue Chiellizé, the leader of the G9, the coalition of some of the country's most powerful gangs. Let's hear what he's been telling Al Jazeera.
That alliance controls swathes of the capital, Port-au-Prince, as it has fought rival organizations, killings, extortion, and rape have shot up. The United Nations say it's the worst violence in the country in decades. But in his first interview with international press in more than a year, Chiellizé argues the gangs aren't at the root of Haiti's problems.
Everyone sees only people with guns doing violence, but they don't see the corruption in the country. If you steal state money, if you don't build hospitals and schools and don't care for those in need, all this will continue to spawn violence. Even if you eliminate all armed gangs, if social problems are not solved, there will still be the same amount of violence.
Successive Haitian governments have long neglected the population, but now there's also a power vacuum in the country. Not one official has been democratically elected, and many see the current Prime Minister, Ariel Henry, as illegitimate. Chiellizé says he's a community leader, protecting people under his control. But gangs in Haiti control food, fuel, and other commodities passing through their territory, demanding protection money, hijacking trucks. The United Nations also accuses Chiellizé of massacring civilians and blockading the country's largest fuel terminal. Last October, it leveled sanctions against him. He told Al Jazeera he was innocent and unworried.
I don't have a problem with sanctions against me because I carry Haiti in my heart until I die. It doesn't bother me because I don't travel, I don't have any goods and any interest in foreign countries. I want to stay and live in my country just like the US, Italians and Canadians are proud to live in their home. I'm proud to live in Haiti.
But in Haiti, the crisis continues. The day Al Jazeera spoke to Chiellizé, protests erupted after more than 10 police officers were killed across a week. An ex-policeman himself, he says they're outmatched and underfunded.
And And that's the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards.